a 38-hour span, the composition of Denver's defensive line changed, first with the season-ending injury to Ebenezer Ekubon, and then the Monday trade of Gerard Warren to the Oakland Raiders. Accounting for the loss of both will require a period of adjustment, but with Warren sitting out last week at Dallas, the process of getting used to life without number 61 had long since begun.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm up to the challenge. I was in the same situation as Gerard was getting shipped out of St. Louis, so I wish him the best. And, you know, I have to get myself straight so I can help this team win.
As for Ekubon, the men on the spot could be a pair of rookies and a second-year player. Jarvis Moss, Tim Crowder, and Elvis Dumervil have little NFL regular season experience, but solid pedigrees. Moss, though, is the only one of those to come in as a first-rounder, and his progress will be closely monitored.
Well, he's not ready to start yet, but he does have a big upside. He's got some pass rush ability. He's got some speed. He will get there in time. He might get there a little sooner than anticipated. He's got a couple more weeks to improve, and he's been working extremely hard. He's very bright, and it's going to be a constant learning experience, so hopefully he can get ready pretty quick.
Moss had the injury that really set him back. He had about 5 days where he was just hobbling around. He was coming on fast. He had a couple bright spots the other night, but it wasn't near as complete as it would have been if he'd been practicing. So hopefully through this week, next week, we will see the improvement that we saw 10 days ago.
And this is the point where the Broncos' offseason investment in the D-line will come in handy.
Well, you never have enough depth, as we all know. Obviously, it's always tough to lose not only a great football player, but a great leader like Ebenezer. And this is what happens during the season. It happens in preseason. This guy's got to step up. Who will that be? I'm not really sure at this time. But we've got some depth, and we'll evaluate it and come up with the best decision going into our first game.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.